It's biting me inside. I want it, and no matter which way I want it. It's my love. Rough diamonds is my love. If some days pass, I don't see rough diamonds. I just try to look pictures of rough diamonds. If today you tell me there is no diamonds on Earth and there is diamonds in Mars, I will go to Mars.
Sammy O'Siley didn't just buy rough diamonds, but black market diamonds. Smuggling them to the market in Antwerp, he avoided taxes and any awkward questions as to where the stones came from. In 2000, his obsession took him back to Sierra Leone. He was born and grew up there before his Lebanese family moved away, before civil war engulfed the West African country. Rebels who committed or oversaw horrific atrocities in Sierra Leone, including the disemboweling of pregnant women, swapped diamonds in return for weapons. For dealers like Sammy O'Siley, it was an opportunity to make a fortune from blood diamonds smuggled back into Western Europe. Despite United Nations sanctions and the fact that the illegal trade supported rebels who tortured, raped and murdered, the trade in blood diamonds thrived.
Everyone was doing illegal trade at that time. Every single person. Because 100% of the mines were for the rebels.
Traveling directly to Sierra Leone was too dangerous. Backed by a rich Lebanese diamond merchant, Aziz Nasour, O'Siley went to neighboring Liberia instead. In hotel suites, he courted high-ranking officials in President Charles Taylor's corrupt regime. The former leader is now on trial for war crimes.
If you don't have the government on your side, you can't reach the diamond.
Within days, his efforts paid off with an influx of quality rough diamonds.
All I was doing in Liberia, buying. And most of the time I ignored asking where it's coming from. The best way is not knowing where it's coming from.